From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad Al Hussein, condemns the failure of the international community to act to protect the hundreds of thousands of Syrians and refugees from other countries seeking asylum from war and persecution in Europe. The High Commissioner has opened the UN Human Rights Council's three-week session on a particularly somber note. Lisa Schlein reports.
The High Commissioner lambasted the hypocrisy of a world that professes to uphold and protect the human rights of the most vulnerable by invoking the tragic and heart-rending image of Aylin al-Kurdi. This is the little boy whose lifeless body was swept ashore in Turkey while trying to escape to Europe from the violence in Syria.
It made us choke. Shamed and disgraced, the world wept before the body of this little boy.
High Commissioner Zayed Raad Al Hussein commended Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey in the Middle East, and Germany and Sweden in Europe for hosting refugees and migrants needing protection. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Egyptian officials say a group of tourists was in a restricted area when security forces opened fire Sunday, mistaking the group for suspected terrorists and killing at least 12 people, including two Mexican citizens. Egypt's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Monday that military and police forces were targeting terrorists utilizing 4x4 vehicles, which were similar to those being used by the tourists when they fired upon the visitors Sunday. Six survivors told Mexico's ambassador to Egypt that their convoy was attacked by both plane and helicopter. This is VOA News. A U.S. courthouse clerk who was jailed for refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses returned to work Monday, saying she would not block her deputies from issuing them, but question the document's validity without her authorization. Kim Davis showed up at the Rowan County Courthouse in Kentucky after being jailed for 5 days. A federal court judge held her in contempt, put her behind bars after she defied his order to issue the licenses. Davis, an apostolic Christian, says gay marriage violates her religious beliefs. She read from a handwritten statement as her office opened for work, saying, "I don't want to have this conflict. I don't want to be in the spotlight." Davis said she was no hero, just a person that's been transformed by the grace of God, who wants to work, be with my family. I just want to serve my neighbors quietly without violating my conscience. A reform panel established in the wake of a black teen shooting death by a white police officer last year in Missouri on Monday released the results of its 10-month review into racial inequalities the state faces. Among the 189 calls to action is the recommendation to consolidate the police agencies and courts in and around St. Louis, including Ferguson, where Officer Darren Wilson fatally shot unarmed Michael Brown during an August 2014 confrontation. Federal investigation found systemic discrimination by the Ferguson police force, and the grand jury decision not to indict Wilson sparked massive protests in the area, in and around there, and also the United States. In Malaysia, Khalid Abu Bakr, the head of the National Police Force, there announced Monday the arrests of a Pakistani man and two Malaysians in connection with last month's fatal bombing in Bangkok, Thailand. One of them is a woman. Bakr said the country has no plans to extradite the trio to Thailand. Bakr said his police force was working closely with Thai authorities in the investigation of the August 17th blast at the Erawan Shrine in Thailand's capital, killing 20 people and wounding scores of others, many of them Chinese tourists. Thai police have arrested three men in connection with the bombing. Investigators say one of them has admitted to handing a backpack containing a bomb to another man caught on video, leaving it at the shrine moments before the explosion. Billionaire Donald Trump continues to gain support in his quest to be the Republican candidate in next year's U.S. presidential election. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll released Monday, 33% of Republican voters said they would choose Trump. That is up from 24% who said they would support him in July. Former neurosurgeon Ben Carson surged to second place during that span, rising from 6% support in July to 20% in Monday's poll, which was conducted last week. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.